Hello there, and welcome back into the JMAC podcast. So glad that you are with us. The question of the day for me, are we really stuck with the decision of choosing Biden or Trump? Is this really the best that our country can do? These two men, these two individuals? It's a question I asked during the campaign. Are there no more Ronald Reagans out there? I might even choose a Clinton over what, not a Bill, not a Hillary, over these two individuals. On the one hand, and you know of my many disagreements that I have with President Trump, and you know where I agree with him on certain policy decisions that he's made, but you have a man who thinks that the coronavirus is actually just a hoax. It's an attempt to keep him out of office. And so it's like a personal affront to him. He finally goes out and wears a mask. And so you have that on the one hand, and a guy who personally attacks every single person who disagrees with him or makes him look bad. He's going after Fauci now, and he's going after the CDC now, because any decision that keeps the economy from opening is a decision that somebody's making, not because they have a scientific belief in that, but because they don't want him to win re-election. And that is the framework through which he analyzes every single issue. How will it affect his re-election? It's all he cares about. It's all he talks about. So you have that. That's on one side. Now, I'd like to support that side because I'm a conservative. I'm worried about the Supreme Court justices that get in there. I want to see a lot of conservative principles put in place. And that's why I've gone out of my way to share with you where I agree with President Trump. But so then, on the other hand, you have Joe Biden, who is not shy about telling you where he stands in the spectrum of things.
I know I get criticized. I'm told I get criticized by the new left. I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United, if anybody who would run.
So he's bragging about being progressive. And by the word progressive just means liberal. So that's one reason that I would have a concern supporting him. But there's this other allegation from President Trump that Joe Biden is not all there. And we know it. He's a gaffe machine. But I was just on YouTube the other day, and some of these gaffes were jumping out at me. And I started to wonder, are these signs of somebody who is losing their mental capacity? I mean, they're both bragging to each other about how smart they are, and wanting to challenge each other in the arena of an IQ test. But I have a couple clips here. Well, I have more than a couple of Joe Biden on the campaign trail. And I'm just sitting here again asking the question, Democrats, this is all you've got? This is the person who you wanted to represent you?
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability.
So 150 million, that would equal half of the United States population. Yeah, I don't think that's right. Biden in general has a problem with numbers. He's really bad with them.
It would put 720 million women back in the workforce.
720 million women back in the workforce. When there's only 300 million people in the nation. Okay. Biden has a problem with numbers, but he also has a problem with remembering, I guess, who he is.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Honestly, people, this is him on the campaign trail running for president.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
No, you're running for president. You're not running for Senate anymore. again, Democrats, I don't understand this choice. Now, maybe you're able to look past these gaffes, and maybe it's because he's always done them, so you're just used to them. I don't know.
But there's a lot more. For example, you know, I think there's more we're going to have to do as we go down the line here. But we're going to, for example, you know, additional checks to families should be required. But I think there's a minimum of, I won't go into all that. Let me just deal with your specific.
Okay.
It's a good question. Number one, I was a Democratic caucus.
Huh?
You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a line dog faced pony soldier. You said you were, but now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts.
Back to numbers problems again?
Unnecessarily. Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Okay.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
All right.
Think about it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
Oh, help us all.
Look, tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I want to thank you all. I tell you what, I'm rushing ahead, aren't I?
Yeah, you are, just a little bit.
Vice President Biden, the Me Too movement has forced a cultural reckoning around the issue of sexual violence and harassment against women in America. Are there specific actions that you would take early in your administration to address this problem?
Yes, and by the way, it's one of the reasons, the first thing I would do is make sure we pass the Violence Against Women Act reauthorization, which I wrote. The fact, I didn't write the reauthorization, I wrote the original act. The fact is that what happens now is that we, in fact, have to fundamentally change the culture of how women are treated. That's why, as vice president, when I asked the president I could start the movement on the college campuses to say, it's on us. It's everyone's responsibility. We do not spend nearly enough time dealing with. I was stunned when I did a virtual town meeting that told me 30,000 people were on the call, young people between 15 and 25, and found out. I said, "What do you need? What do you need to make you safer on college campuses and in your schools?" You know what they said? Get men involved. Engage the rest of the community. And that's when we started this movement on the college campuses to fundamentally change the culture. No man has a right to raise a hand to a woman in anger other than in self-defense, and that's rarely ever occurs. And so we have to just change the culture, period, and keep punching at it and punching at it and punching at it. It will be a big no, I really mean it. It's a gigantic issue. And we have to make it clear from the top, from the president on down, that we will not tolerate it. We will not tolerate this culture.
Mr. Vice President, thank you.
Punching at it and punching at it and punching at it.
Beef up the number of responders dealing with these crush of cases. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough on that. The president must use the Defense Production Act.
That was him live streaming from his basement.
President Biden, if elected, you would turn 82 at the end of your first term. You'd be the oldest president in American history. Are you willing to commit American history?
American history.
Yes. Are you?
I was joking. That was a joke.
Okay. Yeah, it was a joke. It was a joke.
I know I get criticized. I'm told I get criticized by the new left. I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United. If anybody who would run.
Yeah. Again, incredibly progressive, but there's more.
I just spoke at Dartmouth on healthcare at the medical school, or not. I guess I wasn't actually on the campus, but the people from the medical school were at the. I want to be clear.
I'm not going nuts. I'm not sure whether it was a medical school or where the hell I spoke, but it was on a campus.
Okay.
And turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelect. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me. We can only reelect Donald Trump.
I'm sorry, but it's kind of laugh or cry. I don't know what to make of this. Is this a cognitive problem? Is there something going on here that we should be a little bit more worried about? Now, I can tell you from experience, having been on the radio for the last 20 years, that there are times when your mouth moves and you say things, and then people are like, "You said that." And I would say, "No way, there's no way I said that." And then I'd go back and listen to it. And sometimes your mouth will go places that your brain wasn't gonna go. And I understand that. But this isn't sometimes. This is every single time he opens his mouth. And I don't know if that is something that we should be worried about or not. I really don't. I can tell you that it's nothing new with Joe Biden.
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent.
Yeah, I mean, this was years ago.
But the Taoiseach knows a lot about it. His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And your mom's still alive as your dad passed. God bless her soul. I gotta get this straight.
Yeah, you do need to get it straight.
You got the first sort of mainstream African American who is articulate and bright.
Tell us more, Joe Biden.
Now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick. End of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick.
Oh,
poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
I don't like to make things personal. I like to make things about what people actually do. I do think what we say is important, and I have held President Trump accountable for what he says. And I think that it's just as important to hold the other side accountable to what they say. I just have a hard time picturing 4 years of this. And constant apologies, mea culpas. And I could have, there's probably another hour's worth of clips that I could have put together here. And it just takes me back to that question. On both sides of the aisle, in a country like ours, is this really the best that we can do? Truly. I really mean it. Or is it that we have a system that puts up the worst kind of people who have the most character flaws, who do things that we would never accept in the workplace? We would never accept at church. We would never accept in our homes, the way we talk to each other, the way we treat each other. But somehow in politics, we celebrate these things. I am very confused as to how in this great country of ours, these are the only two options that we have. I'm saddened. It's depressing. Sometimes you just have to laugh, because otherwise you might cry. Let me know what you think. Share it in the comments on our social media. And also take a minute to become a patron and subscribe to this podcast. Maybe we can get the word out. Maybe we can raise awareness. Maybe we can encourage other people to run, who aren't willing to dive into these depths, or who can speak without misspeaking. that would be nice for a change, don't you think? Is this really the best we have, America? These two men?